Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 4, 19 to 30. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 4, the verses 19 to 30. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Just then, his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want? Or why are you talking with her? Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. My theme for reflection is thirsty souls and living truth. Thirsty souls and living truth. There is something quietly amusing about the way human beings avoid uncomfortable conversations. Ask someone how they are really doing, and suddenly they become experts in discussing the weather, football scores, or the price of groceries. Even in church, we can sometimes become remarkably skilled at talking about religion while carefully avoiding our own hearts. And perhaps that is why the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman feels so strikingly modern. Jesus has a remarkable way of leading ordinary conversations toward extraordinary truths. In John 4, 19 to 30, Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, crossing boundaries that respectable society preferred to keep firmly intact. Jews and Samaritans distrusted one another deeply. Men rarely engaged publicly with unrelated women, and this particular woman carried a complicated personal history that likely made her an outsider even within her own community. Yet Jesus does not avoid her. He meets her in broad daylight beside an ordinary well and slowly transforms a conversation about water into a revelation about worship, truth, and grace. The woman attempts, understandably, to redirect the conversation toward theology and religious controversy. Which mountain is the right place to worship? But Jesus gently moves beyond the argument itself and declares that true worship is not ultimately about sacred geography, but about worshiping in spirit and truth. In other words, authentic faith is not merely ritual performance or religious identity. It is a living relationship with a God who seeks the human heart. This resonates profoundly with Isaiah 57, verse 15, where God declares, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit. The God revealed in Christ is not distant, trapped inside temples or confined to religious systems. He is near to wounded people, weary people, and searching people. The holiness of God does not withdraw from human brokenness. It moves toward it with healing grace. Blaise Pascal once observed that there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every person which cannot be filled by any created thing. That insight feels remarkably relevant in our modern world. Beneath the noise, speed, and endless distractions of the 21st century lies a deeper human longing for meaning, peace, acceptance, and belonging. Many search for fulfillment through achievement, relationships, politics, wealth, or carefully curated online identities, yet the soul often remains strangely thirsty. For all our technological progress and cultural sophistication, there are still quiet moments when human beings discover that success alone cannot heal loneliness, remove fear, or satisfy the deeper hunger of the heart. And perhaps that is the beauty of this encounter at the well. Jesus does not merely expose the woman's thirst. He offers himself as the living water, capable of satisfying it. More remarkably still, the woman who came to draw water leaves her jar behind and becomes a witness to others. Grace transforms her shame into testimony. She no longer hides from the community. She invites the community to come and see. That remains the calling of Christians today. We do not witness because we are morally superior or spiritually flawless. We witness because we have encountered Christ in our own weariness and discovered that his mercy is greater than our failures. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what wells am I drawing from that never truly satisfy my soul? Number two, how might God be calling me to become a source of encouragement and hope for others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally have one honest and compassionate conversation with someone, listening deeply without rushing to judge, correct, or impress. Sometimes the most Christ-like thing we can offer another person is genuine presence. Lord Jesus Christ, living water for thirsty souls, meet us again in the ordinary places of our lives. Break down the barriers of pride, fear, prejudice, and shame that keep us distant from you and from one another. Teach us to worship you in spirit and truth, and make our lives channels of your grace in a weary world. Where hearts are restless, bring peace. Where lives are wounded, bring healing. And where people feel forgotten, let your love be revealed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.